Every year on this anniversary, I think about the first responders. My dad was a volunteer firefighter, and my brother Jim wanted to be one too, from the time he was a little boy. He's been a first responder now for 41 years. His son, James Richard, J.R., followed in his father's footsteps, and they were among 10 Wall Township, New Jersey volunteers who went into Manhattan with the goal of helping to save lives.
Got down to ground zero. There was no hanging around and waiting to be asked to do something. It was, all right, we got this group here. All right, you guys, follow me. And we went through what had been a building that was still standing between the towers and the river. And there was hose lines stretched through there, and there was water in the hallways. And we went through, came out on the east side of that building, and right then and there was the pile.
They grabbed equipment and went to work.
Well, you're on the pile, and you're basically clearing debris, hoping to find somebody still alive.
Jim said the acrid smell hit you coming out of the Lincoln Tunnel.
And as many people as there were in that area, and all the noise that was going on between saws and backhoes and all kinds of heavy equipment. The minute somebody would sound an air horn or blow a whistle or something like that, quiet, quiet, all quiet, you could have heard a pin drop because someone thought that they may have just heard somebody crying out for help.
JR was tall and agile.
I remember him at one point crawling into a cave, if you will, that had been formed by the debris, all the way up to his ankles. There was a fireman from New York, had a hold of one foot, an ankle and leg, and I had the other side, and we were sitting down pulling him so he didn't fall down into it.
Firefighters from all over the country began arriving.
Living in trailers and buses and tents on the sidewalk, I distinctly remember walking by a whole city block where the Chicago Fire Department had military-style tents pitched for their guys to go back to and rest because they weren't leaving them anytime too soon.
After working nearly 14 hours, the Wall Township volunteers headed home. There was, my brother said, silence, each man reflecting on what he had seen, what he had heard, and what he felt.
I think the honest thought through everybody's mind was, we went up there, we tried, and we didn't find anybody.
His experience that day stayed with J.R. In 2004, he graduated from the New York City Fire Academy and is assigned today to Tower Ladder 14 in Harlem. That house lost two battalion chiefs on 9/11. The street next to their firehouse is named for them. Today, all New York City firefighters and others all over the country will pause and remember the 343 who bravely died September 11, 2001, in the line of duty. John Ogle, WCVE News.